No more begging for free media. The 5 myths about PR, it's a big job. Myth number 1, PR equals press releases. The press release is the proverbial hammer of a PR toolkit, the tried and true method companies continue to use to communicate their stories to the media. It can be a very effective tool, but only when used properly. Unfortunately, most companies use press releases as a vehicle to mass market a story idea. Most press releases simply state news rather than considering what is newsworthy about the news to the general public or a media outlet. Instead, always try to see the bigger picture. Your press release should tell a reporter what implication your news has on the entire hospitality industry, not just on your company. Also, companies that are inexperienced in PR send their untargeted press release to every single media outlet that they can think of and every single journalist in each outlet without any real strategy or consideration of the journalist's specific areas of interest. This spray and pray method has made the press release a much less effective tool for PR professionals. Journalists receive hundreds or even thousands of press releases via email every day, so your message to the media must also change for your story to stand out from the crowd. Today, a more effective way of delivering your message/story idea to the media is to use a pitch letter. A pitch letter is an email that outlines the newsworthy story behind your news. I repeat, it cannot just state your news, your pitch must encapsulate why this story should matter to the media outlet's audience. iturbonews.com. Here's an example. If your news is that your company appointed a new CEO, consider how this appointment will affect your business, the industry in which you operate, and the local business community. Will your new CEO affect your local economy in a positive way? Will the new CEO bring strong experience or innovation that will help your company to transform your industry? If so, these are the strong newsworthy stories that you should include in your email pitch so that you can secure the most media coverage possible. Respect that earned media is not always free media, and SMEs matter. Myth number 2, effective PR can replace the efforts of a sales team. At times, I feel like I'm stuck on repeat because of how often I explain this common misconception about PR. PR is not a sales tactic. It will not directly generate sales. PR complements a strong sales strategy. It generates brand awareness and credibility so that when your salespeople approach potential leads, they are already familiar with your company and product and trust in your brand. This will turn cold leads into warm leads and drastically increase your sales team's efficacy over time. Myth number 3, using PR, my company will become famous overnight. Building a brand and creating awareness in a customer's mind does not happen overnight. With most PR campaigns, especially those in high competition markets, like the U.S. travel media market, for instance, companies can expect to start seeing media placements at approximately 3 months into the campaign. As long as the campaign continues, the number of PR placements will increase exponentially, so you can anticipate steady growth over time. This is why PR has been effective for a long period. My recommendation is to consider PR a basic necessity for marketing your business, and outreach should continue regularly as long as your company exists. In other words, PR shouldn't stop until you do. Respect that earned media is not always free media, and SMEs matter. Myth number 4, PR is cheap. A common misconception is that PR is cheap. While this is a modicum of truth, because PR is much more affordable and more effective than advertising, PR is not by any means cheap. PR is a full-time job, so companies must hire a full-time, in-house PR professional or outsource to an agency that will handle the PR outreach on the company's behalf. Either way, your monthly costs will be in the thousands, not hundreds of dollars. When it comes to PR, you definitely get what you pay for. Think of it this way: you must spend money to make money. And the benefits of PR hugely outweigh its costs. PR can create more visibility, credibility, and impressions than advertising at a much lower price point. Unlike advertising, whose effectiveness stops when you stop paying for the ad, PR's reach continues to grow exponentially over time as more and more media outlets become familiar with your company, product, and brand. Myth number 5, PR is all about press releases. Anyone can do it. This is probably one of the biggest myths about PR. Many business owners think they can handle PR themselves to save money. After all you need to do is write a press release and journalists will be banging down your door, asking for interviews, right? Not true. Respect that earned media is not always free media, and SMEs matter. PR is a big job. It's not just about press releases, or even about pitches. PR is about creating a consistent brand, writing well, communicating effectively, acting strategically, creating relationships with media, and having extensive knowledge about your industry and the media outlets you pitch. That being said, it is possible to DIY your company's PR with the right knowledge, guidance, and tools, as long as you are willing to put in the time and work necessary to execute an effective ongoing PR campaign, at least a few hours each week. The myth of earned media. Effective earned media is not free either. Relevant media companies are for-profit entities with bills and salaries to pay. Unless you aim to get a few hits on a secondary blog, you need to establish a win-win relationship with a relevant publication that is willing and able to work with you. This must go beyond inviting a travel writer on a FAM trip. Going on FAM trips is not an incentive for publications, but an investment. Respect that earned media is not always free media, and SMEs matter. Why Travel Marketing Network? Travel Marketing Network is a PR, marketing, and consulting initiative with independent experts ready to get results. They are motivated by their ability to tap into a global network of experts and believe earned media is a two-way street. Partners in the Travel Marketing Network bring hundreds of years of experience. The group includes two former tourism ministers, one former foreign minister, established PR and marketing agencies, consultants, speakers, investment experts, association heads, and researchers. Everyone at Travel Marketing Network respects that earned media is not always free media, and SMEs matter. For more information on how to work with Travel Marketing Network members or join as a service partner, go to www.travelmarketingnetwork.com. How do you get your news for free on eTurbo News? For more information on how to include earned media free on eTurbo News, visit www.breakingnewseditor.com. However, remember that earned media is not always free. SMEs matter.